Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And if you watched the Mike Mularkey show last week, I talked extensively about the quarterback Tom Brady and how good he was. And he was coming in this game simply fantastic. And I thought the Jaguars defense did a great job against him. They forced the two interceptions early in the ball game, and Derek Cox made an exceptional play on one of them. And here's the play right here with Derek Cox, and this play action. Now, remember I showed the play action with Tom Brady and the Mike Mularkey show? Well, here's Derek Cox right at the bottom, and Brandon Lloyd is trying to turn him around, and Derek does a great job of recovering on this play and reading it. And look how he comes underneath of Brandon Lloyd and is so long and athletic, he ends up making the interception. And that's a big-time play for Derek Cox. I thought he was a real key to this ball game because it allowed the Jaguars to do things in coverage elsewhere. One of the other keys in this ball game was the amount of pressure that they got against Tom Brady. Now look, the Jaguars front, they've not been very good as far as sack production, but they had three sacks in this ball game as a defense. And I thought the real key was not so much the sacks, but the pressures. Jason Babin working against Nate Solder here, the left tackle. Great effort. And look at what Tom Brady does with the ball. He knows that the sack is imminent, and he just gets rid of it. A lot of quarterbacks, this would end up being a sack because they wouldn't have the awareness to get rid of it. This play, C.J. Mosley. C.J. Mosley is working against a Pro Bowl left guard, Logan Mankins. And this is a completed pass, but I just had to show this because C.J. Mosley is having a very good year, and this is a heck of a move against a Pro Bowl guard. And he ends up hurrying Tom Brady, him and also Darryl Smith, who also had a very nice game from his first game action back. This play was called back because Aaron Hernandez ended up having an illegal motion on the play. Russell Allen, here's another pressure. Russell Allen lined up at the linebacker position. Take a look at him. It's almost like a delayed blitz. He ends up coming underneath. Nobody's there. Okay, remember everybody was giving Mincy credit for knocking the ball? Well, this play doesn't happen if Russell Allen doesn't get the pressure, and that allows Mincy to come back and have great awareness going for the ball and forcing the incompletion. Going back to Jason Babin, lined up at the right end position. Again, working against left tackle Nate Solder. Nice little inside move and then spinning back to the outside. And again, forces Tom Brady into getting rid of the ball. That's an outstanding play by Jason Babin. Now, there was one particular play in this ball game. Jeremy Mincy at the bottom of the screen. This is a man coverage type of thing, and there's a running back in the backfield. And Jeremy Mincy's responsibility is what we call peel coverage. That means he has to cover him if he crosses his face and basically cover him in man. And you're talking about Danny Woodhead here, a very quick running back. And Mincy does an excellent job. You know, the ball's a little bit underthrown, but that's what, as a defensive lineman, if the ball's perfect, hey, great play for the Patriots. If the ball is not perfect, be in position, and Jeremy Mincy is in perfect position to make that play. Now, Russell Allen had a sack in this ball game, and I thought it was a very nice play by Russell Allen coming to the outside, and he ends up beating the running back. There's Russell Allen coming into the right side of Tom Brady. Nice move on the running back. Take him up the field, get him going, throw him back to the outside, and come underneath. And also, guess who else is coming? C.J. Mosley. And again, C.J. Mosley's working against Pro Bowl guard Logan Mankins. Ends up coming off of Logan Mankins. I think this will end up being split between the two of them. Now, towards the end of the ball game, the Jaguars are in need of getting the ball back. This is what is called four-minute offense for the Patriots. And for the Jaguars, four-minute defense. You've got to get the ball back to your offense to have an opportunity to tie it up. And Tyson Alualu had a big-time pass rush move and a one-on-one opportunity working against former Jaguar guard Dan Conley. And look at what he does. He makes an inside swim, and then once he plants his right foot there, it's up the field immediately, and Tom Brady has no other choice but to eat the football. Nice play by Tyson. Now, for the offense. It's pretty simple. The Jaguars' offense needed to score more points than they did. They settled for some field goals. They missed a field goal. You've got to score more points than they did against the Patriots. But I liked one of the decisions in the ball game by Chad Henning. He's got Justin Blackman at the bottom of the screen here in a one-on-one matchup. And people say, well, Justin's covered. Yeah, so what? When you've got one of your wide receivers that you trust and is going to be an elite wide receiver, which you think Justin Blackman can be, throw it up and expect him to win this battle. And I expect Justin Blackman to win these type of battles. I think he needs to end up having a little bit of physical element, get a little subtle push, and then he makes this play, and this is a touchdown all of a sudden early in that ball game. the Jaguars are looking at a 14-point lead early in that ballgame. Now, this was another missed opportunity. Take a look at Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes Lewis is at the 20, around by the 20-yard line. And this is an excellent move by him. I mean, this is, look what he does. He runs up the field, and see how he turns his head to the outside right there? That draws the defensive back up. And when he does, he plants his foot and gets back vertical, and now he's wide open. Chad Henne wasn't looking in that direction. Boy, and I wish Chad Henne was looking in that direction, because this is an outstanding route by Mercedes Lewis, and it would have been a great opportunity at a touchdown. Now, in this ball game, Montel Owens, I think, brought the same professional, bring-it-every-play type that he's always done on special teams, and he's been very good in three games for the Jaguars at running back. And this throwback screen, I thought, was an excellent example of how valuable that Montel Owens is. And when he gets to the outside, look, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he gives great effort. But it's not just him. Take a look at Austin Pasdor, the guard from Virginia, who's got his second start in this ballgame, trying to get out in front, lead the way. Guy Wimper also trying to get out front, lead the way. But what really impressed me was, take a look at the flash coming from the right side of your screen. That's Justin Blackman. And Justin Blackman is hustling his rear end off to get a block for Montel to allow him to get in the end zone. It's effort like this for a football team going into this game that was 2-12 that impressed the heck out of me in their final home game of the year. Now, a lot of question marks will remain in the future, but to me, that was an impressive performance for the Jaguars against the Patriots.